This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Howard Berkus. It's the first week of the 2006 hurricane season. That makes many people on the Gulf and Atlantic coasts nervous, especially given the widespread destruction last year from hurricanes Katrina and Rita. But even if storms don't cause devastating damage, they can disrupt normal life for days and weeks. Power goes out, food spoils, stoves don't work, and grocery shelves are bare. For our food moment this week, we're speaking with author Daphne Nikolopoulos. She's written a cookbook filled with low-tech, no-refrigeration-required recipes. It's called The Storm Gourmet, inspired by her experiences living through hurricanes in Florida.
It was actually during Hurricane Frances, which hit Palm Beach County, where I live, head-on. And right after that, we didn't have power for 14 days. And I was grossly underprepared going into that storm because, having not been through a serious hurricane before, I thought maybe it'll fail for a day or two. And, of course, I had a rude awakening when we had 14 days without power.
And what were you eating?
In the beginning, I was eating potato chips and energy bars, thinking, okay, this is probably going to get me through until the power comes back on. But after 3 or 4 days of that, you know, you need some nutrition. So I had to look for some alternatives. That's when I made a salade niçoise, which was an alternative to the traditional salade niçoise, just using some ingredients that would be substitutes for the fresh ingredients. And that turned out so well that that's when I started to make a tiramisu, a gazpacho, and so on down the line. And I thought, wow, maybe there's an idea here that could benefit some other people.
What's the number one piece of storm preparation advice that you can offer when it comes to cooking?
Really, obviously, you should be stocking up on water, because that's very important, because a lot of times the city water sources fail. What I would do beyond that is go into the supermarket with a plan and some recipes for what you can create. Buy some protein items, such as your packaged or canned tunas and chickens and salmons and so on, whatever you like, and then make sure that your pantry is stocked with really nice condiments, olive oils, vinegars, mustards, dried fruits, preserves, nuts, capers, olives, all those things, along with some shelf-stable produce, which would be your citrus, your ginger, garlic, onion, and that means basically that none of these things need to be refrigerated. Just use all those things together in creative combinations, and you would be amazed how many things you can actually do.
What kinds of things, then, do you have in mind for eating during a storm?
Just based on some of the recipes that I have in the cookbook, you can prepare a very lovely vichyssoise. That's a low-tech alternative to the traditional recipe. And the same goes with the gazpacho, key lime pie, salade niçoise. There are just so many ways that you can take the traditional recipes and interpret them. For an example, if you have a recipe that uses milk or cream, you could use evaporated milk. And for cream, there is a product that comes canned that can be a really nice base for a cream sauce, depending on how you combine it. All you need to do is be resourceful, really.
You know, I would imagine that some people hearing this who've been through fairly devastating storms might say, you know, I'm just happy the house is still standing. Why should I be thinking about making something like a homemade gazpacho soup or a nice niçoise salad?
Well, I'll tell you, nutritionists and psychologists agree that actually returning back to normal as soon as possible after a storm, given, of course, that your house is still standing and you're not in a disaster situation, is probably the very best thing to do. And, of course, for many of us who have families, the kids are at home, everybody's together, nobody has power, you don't have power, your neighbors don't have it, and you're stuck a lot of times with nothing to do. So food preparation kind of gives you a fun family alternative. So in a situation like that where you have fallen trees and branches outside, you have no power at home, your AC is not working, a lot of times all you need is a little bit of normalcy and a little bit of comfort.
Daphne Nikolopoulos is a magazine editor in Palm Beach, Florida, and the author of The Storm Gourmet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Recipes from the book are at npr.org.